Hello everyone, my name is Simon Aris and I'm a meteorologist. I specialise in long-term environmental phenomena, which means I look at the big picture of our planet's changing climate. I'm here today to talk about my career and the fascinating world of oceanographic forecasting. When people ask me what sparked my interest in the weather, they usually guess I was obsessed with snow as a child, or that I loved watching documentaries about tornadoes. But actually, it was a sudden flood in my hometown that really sparked my fascination with meteorology. Seeing how dramatically the environment could change overnight left a lasting impression on me. When it came time to go to university, I knew I wanted to study the natural world. I initially considered a degree in physics, thinking it would give me the technical background I needed. However, I eventually chose to major in geography, as it offered a much broader perspective on environmental systems, which appealed to me more.
After graduating, finding my way into the industry took a bit of time. People often assume my first job was as a TV weather presenter, because that's the most visible meteorological role. But in reality, I started out working as a research assistant at an oceanographic institute, processing data behind the scenes.
Nowadays, my work involves gathering massive amounts of data from over the oceans. To gather this data, you might think we rely exclusively on high-tech satellites orbiting the Earth. Those are useful, but actually, weather balloons are still our primary tool for collecting accurate atmospheric information high above the ocean surface. They are incredibly reliable. In terms of what we are studying right now, there are many pressing issues. Lately, my team hasn't been focusing on melting ice caps, despite their obvious importance to global warming. Instead, we've been mapping out shifts in ocean currents to better understand long-term climate patterns. The way water circulates around the globe dictates so much of our weather.
Recently, we've been analyzing data from the North Atlantic, and the results have been quite eye-opening. We fully expected to see significant temperature drops in certain localized regions. What surprised us, though, was the dramatic alteration in the salt levels of the water in those areas. It was completely unexpected and changes our understanding of the ecosystem.
These marine changes naturally have a huge impact on wildlife. While the media rightfully focuses a lot on how polar bears are losing their icy habitats, our recent study showed that penguins are actually facing the most immediate threat from these specific oceanic shifts, as their food supply is migrating.
To study these phenomena, field trips are a must. You'd probably expect my fieldwork to take place in freezing environments like Antarctica or the Arctic Circle. Surprisingly, last year I spent 3 months working in a desert. We were studying how dry, dusty climates can blow particles over the ocean and affect distant marine systems.
Many young people ask me what it takes to succeed in this profession. If you want to enter this field, being good at advanced mathematics is certainly helpful, but I always tell students that having a solid background in computer programming is absolutely essential to run our climate models and process the vast amounts of data we collect.
Looking ahead, I've been approached by a publisher who asked me to write a book about my career and research. I've had to turn that down for now, though, because I'm currently helping to produce a documentary to share our findings with the general public. It's a visual medium, so I think it will really help people understand the science. Thank you for listening. Are there any questions?